This is William Hill Racing Radio.
The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Saturday's edition. The action on Saturday sees cards from Cheltenham for day two of the international meeting. Doncaster, Lingfield, Newcastle. On the evening, there's action over at Wolverhampton. Remember that Racing Radio have it all covered from 11:40 a.m. with Luke Elding, James Millman and Paddy Aspel, your studio team. But to look ahead to Saturday's action, it's myself Michael Wood, and joining me in the studio is Ross Briley. Ross, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you, my good man. I'm fine. Ticking along quite nicely. You know, it's winter, so just getting ready to hibernate. Got all my, all my carbs in my den. And I might sleep for a month. So, yeah, and then I'll be ready and raring to go for the new year.
Good stuff. In terms of Saturday, Ross, what are you most looking forward to?
A good breakfast, I find, is always a good start. It's just another Cheltenham card, isn't it? A Cheltenham weekend is always worth its weight in gold. Obviously Cheltenham is the feature, although it's slightly lower key than a few weeks ago. The big race of the day, a few of the horses who were running in this race ran in the Bet Victor a few weeks ago, and they're running for $30,000 less this time around to the winner. So, rather frustrating if you manage to get your head in front in this occasion and you get $30,000 less. But you'd settle for the £56,950, wouldn't you?
You would, yeah.
It'd be all right. It's all right, but it's not quite the 90-odd grand they would have got.
Let's get straight into the action then on a Saturday. We're going to start with the three races we're going to be looking at Cheltenham, and the first of those is the 150. It's the Caspian Caviar Gold Cup Handicap Chase. It's a Grade 3 event. Over 2 miles, 4 furlongs and 166 yards. And we've got early prices here, Ross, with William Hill. So the early favourites here is at Bouveroyal at 6-1. Then we have a trio at 7s with Village Vic, Camor Lau and Asso. Alu Momo is at 15-2. Bywise is at 9-1. Thomas Brown is at 10s, as is Frodon. King's Odyssey is at 12s. Module is at 14-1. Sizing Kodeko is at 16-1. Quite By Chance is at 20s, as is Full Shift. Roman Flight is at 25-1. Solar Impulse is at 33s. And the outsider of the field is Turban at 66-1. So in terms of the 150, Ross, what do you like in the field?
Again, this race has been won by the front runners on the last couple of meetings. Again, I think you can get into a nice rhythm on the new course over fences, and you can be quite hard to peg back. So the obvious starting point is Village Vic, who is a real keen goer. He won this last season off a mark of 136. He's £22 higher here, but it didn't stop him going very close indeed to winning the Bet Victor Gold Cup here a few weeks ago. Just passed on the running by the well-handicapped Tacken de Soy. But again, if he has similar tactics here today, then he's going to be pretty hard to peg back. And that's not, taking into account the fact that he might come on for that run as well. Behind him on that occasion were Asso and Bouvreal. Asso in particular travelled really well throughout that race, but didn't quite get home. And Bouvreal couldn't quite get into it until the race had pretty much gone. He was held up at the back and he struggled to keep up with the early rhythm. He's still quite an inexperienced horse. He's run a few really nice races here at Cheltenham over the past couple of years, in particular at the festival. But I think Village Vic's going to be really hard to peg back. Thomas Brown you could throw in as well. I think you need to come into this in good form. There's no hiding places in these kind of handicaps. He'd have to have a squeak of a low weight, but Village Vic to make all the running again.
So Village Vic, the one that appeals in that 150. In terms of the rest of the field, is there anything bigger in there that catches the eye?
As I said, Thomas Brown at double figures could be of interest. He's still workably handicapped. He had a mark of 145 at his peak over hurdles. He comes here off 142 after that win last time out. He was very game indeed. He probably didn't win by as far as he quite looked. I think he idled a little bit in front. And quite by chance could be the other one. It's impossible to ignore a Colin Tizard horse in these kind of events. He had a first and a third in the feature handicap as we speak on the Friday. He's never really had a chance to shine at Cheltenham. It's not really his track so far. But now he's starting to get into a handicap mark where he's going to have more opportunities. It'll be interesting to see how he takes the track.
Indeed. So Village Vic, the one that gets the thumbs up in the 150 at Cheltenham. So we're moving on to our next race of the podcast. We're looking at the 225. It's the Albert Bartlett Novices Hurdle. It's a Grade 2 event over 2 miles, 7 furlongs and 213 yards. Just the 6 runners in the field to choose from. Once again, we've got early prices here. And Holstone is your early favourite at 9-4. No Hasselhoff is at 7-2. West Approach is at 4-1. Anchorman is at 5s. Impulsive Start is at 15-2. And the outside of the field is Ami Desbois. So in terms of this one, what would be your best bet, Ross?
I really like Holstone. I'm glad they've gone back up in trip for a start. He's back up to 3 miles here, which was the distance that he really made an impact when beating West Approach on his penultimate start here at this track. He had a bit of a nightmare. He slipped early on. He got hampered at a crucial point as well, but he still managed to pull out more than enough in the final couple of hundred yards to beat West Approach. And I think he'll confirm form back up in trip here. They dropped him down here at Cheltenham to run in the Neptune last time out. I think that confirmed he's much better over 3 miles. I mean, this race has thrown up some really nice horses in the past few years as well. You know what I mean? Harry, Black Lion, Coney Gree have all won this race and gone on to Grade 1 victories. I think Holstone will have a great chance in the Albert Bartlett and in future the RSA or something similar as a novice chaser, given the yard he's from. And I think he should be back to winning ways back up in trip here this afternoon.
So Holstone, the one that appeals most in the 225 at Cheltenham. Let's move on to the final race that we're going to be looking at in terms of the Cheltenham card. And it's the 3 o'clock. It's the big one on Saturday. It's the International Hurdle. It's a Grade 2 event over 2 miles and 179 yards. And once again, early prices here with William Hill. See My Tent or Yours, the early favourites at 5-4. The new one is at 7-2, as is Mr. Miyagi. Old Guard is at 6-1. Court Minstrel is at 14s. And the outside of the field is Melodic Rendezvous at 33-1. So in terms of the big one on Saturday, Ross, what are you going to be going for?
I'm going to go for the new one here, who won this back in 2013 and in 2014. Didn't line up last year. And of course, he was supposed to go over fences at Exeter a week or so ago before that meeting was abandoned. But given how fit Nigel Twiston Davies gets his horses for their chasing debut, if he got the new one as primed as he does for the vast majority of his stable, then he's going to be bursting out of his skin here. Again, he's been a horse who's dined at the top table a couple of times, but he's not necessarily the superstar that they will have held out hope for. But in this grade, against this opposition, he's a real solid yardstick. My Tent or Yours, of course, has been runner-up in the Champion Hurdle last season behind Annie Power and then behind Jeske the year before. He's clearly a class act, but he's still a hard horse to win with. He still hasn't won for 2.5 years. And even though this is probably a little bit easier than what he normally contests, you could have said that about the run at Haydock last time out as well. So still a slight concern about him at the odds. Mr. Miyagi's a lovely type as well. I do like him. And be interesting to see how he goes up against a whole new bunch of horses. But I think the new one should be very much ready and raring to go.
So the new one is the one that catches the eye for the big one on Saturday, the 3 o'clock International Hurdle at Cheltenham. Let's move over to the final race of the podcast. We're going to Doncaster for the 3:15 Juvenile Hurdle. It's a Grade 2 event over 2 miles and 128 yards. In terms of the one at Doncaster, Ross, what appeals most for you?
Yeah, it's a bit of a frustrating lineup, really. We've had some nice winners on this again over the past couple of years, though. Peace and Co. in particular in 2014, the standout. This should be all about Cliffs of Dover, who has done absolutely nothing wrong. He had plenty of ability on the flat for Charlie Hills. Nice big strapping front running type. Never actually got off the mark in that sphere, but switched to hurdles. He's done every single thing right. He's won 5 out of 6, and that included in a good solid handicap on his penultimate start over at Cheltenham, and then up in grade in a list of juvenile last time out, where He just destroyed them, really. So far, we haven't seen a great deal in the juvenile ranks to get too worried about. Interesting that Joey O'Brien sends a couple over. Of course, he's got plenty in his yard from the flat. And Timoteo, who's switched to the Alan King stable, always respecting Alan King, runner, won this last year with Who Dares Wins, and the Million in Mind partnership, who own this, tend to buy a nice type. So Timoteo is an obvious danger to Cliffs of Dover, but he's not receiving too much weight off Cliffs of Dover, despite the fact that he's been in rampant form recently. And yeah, I think the connections would be disappointed if he doesn't pick up another prize on the way to hopefully a valuable crack in the spring.
Well, as always, Ross, thank you for your thoughts on Saturday's action. And can you please just recap your selections for the four races that we've looked at today, please?
Go on then, seeing as you asked so nicely. We'll go with Village Vic in the 150 at Cheltenham, Holstone in the 225 at Cheltenham, the new one in the International Hurdle at 3 o'clock, and Cliffs of Dover in the 315 at Doncaster.
Well, Ross, thank you very much for your thoughts on Saturday, and remember that Racing Radio have all of the day's action covered from 11:40 a.m, so tune in to that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.